Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Tonight, the crisis at the southern border as illegal crossings are on the rise. Border towns are overwhelmed and cities like New York City and Chicago are struggling to handle the influx of migrants. Here are tonight's headlines. The unprecedented number of migrants climbing on board cargo trains forces a halt of the railway as one U.S. town issues an emergency declaration.
We'll explore what's behind the latest spike in numbers tonight.
The Attorney General and House Republicans face off on Capitol Hill.
You don't recollect whether you've talked with anybody at FBI headquarters about an investigation into the president's son?
I don't believe that I did.
Tonight, the news from the Pentagon. The changes after our reporting on thousands of LGBTQ veterans who were denied honorable discharges under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. A gas leak closes a busy highway, setting cars on fire. We have the details. The big news on Wall Street as the Fed pauses interest rate hikes. What it means for your mortgage.
With high interest rates and low inventory, more home buyers are turning to new homes.
Kraft Heinz is voluntarily recalling more than 80,000 cases of individually wrapped American cheese slices. One of its wrapping machines allowed for thin strips of film to remain on the cheese slices, causing a choking hazard.
Maybe there's a nice little bush that lives right here.
And you could own a piece of art from Bob Ross. But how much will it cost you?
You too can build fantastic pictures. Happy painting from all of us here.
Good evening and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday night. I'm James Brown in for Nora. And we begin tonight with the unfolding crisis at the southern border. Migrant crossings are soaring, posing yet another major test for the Biden administration's border strategy. Apprehensions at the border are topping more than 8,000 a day, overwhelming the already crowded migrant facilities from San Diego to southern Texas, where one border town has issued an emergency declaration. And this just in, U.S. border officials are closing a busy bridge in Eagle Pass due to the spike. The governor of Texas tonight announcing he will send more National Guard to the border. The ripple effect is felt nationwide from Los Angeles to New York, where more than 110,000 asylum seekers have arrived since last spring, pushing some of the country's biggest cities to a breaking point. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez starts us off tonight from the border in El Paso, Texas. Good evening, Manuel.
JB, good evening to you. El Paso has been here before, but rather than have migrants sleep out in the streets, this time there's been a concerted effort to move them into shelters, hotels, or onto their next destination. But with the numbers continuing to climb, the question is, how much more can these border communities handle?
Just this week, tens of thousands of migrants have crossed the U.S. border. Near Eagle Pass, Texas, up to 5,000 have streamed through in the past 24 hours, the influx prompting the mayor to sign an emergency declaration. While in Arizona, hundreds were detained, some in makeshift cages. Don Martin says the shelter he runs in El Paso is beyond capacity.
You are at a crisis level here.
I would say yes.
Still, they cross, hoping for asylum.
One meal for your children per day. Una comida al día para los niños.
Exactamente. Angie Ortiz fled Venezuela with her two children.
What do you say to people who think that you shouldn't be able to just come in? Que usted no debería entrar así nomás. ¿Qué les dice?
No, es que se ponga la mano en el corazón.
You're saying use your heart and think about what it's like to not be able to feed your children.
Like many, she crossed the Darien Gap, the dangerous stretch of jungle between Colombia and Panama, where it's estimated 380,000 people have crossed so far this year, a potential indicator of more migrants to come and a test for the Biden administration, which had credited new policies for reducing border crossings. There's a ripple effect for U.S. cities where migrants are headed, like Chicago and New York City, where migrant arrivals have been met with protests, with more planned, which have ended in arrests. Officials say $2 billion have been spent to house more than 100,000 migrants.
New York don't deserve this. The asylum seekers don't deserve this.
But more are doing whatever they can to head north, until recently jumping on trains in Mexico. Wendy Rodriguez from Colombia was on one of those trains. She secured an asylum hearing through a Customs and Border Protection app, but says Mexico is an unsafe place for those still waiting for one.
Entonces es desesperación.
Desesperado.
So you're saying it's desperation that's driving people. They don't want to wait anymore.
No quieren esperar más. No quieren esperar más.
We also visited a county-run migrant shelter where officials believe the weather has something to do with it. The heat of the summer months is starting to break, but they say some are looking to cross before the cold of winter sets in. JB?
Manuel Borges, thank you so much. Meanwhile, back here in Washington, sparks flew on Capitol Hill today as House Republicans accuse Attorney General Merrick Garland of weaponizing the Department of Justice. The prosecutions of Donald Trump and the president's son, Hunter Biden, were the main topics of questioning. And CBS's Catherine Herridge watched it all.
From the outset, the Republican-led committee took a combative approach.
The fix is in.
Accusing the Justice Department's special counsel investigations of targeting a former president and going easy on the current president and his son.
There's one investigation protecting President Biden. There's another one attacking President Trump.
In forceful testimony spanning more than 5 hours, Attorney General Merrick Garland pushed back.
I am not the president's lawyer. I will add, I am not Congress's prosecutor. The Justice Department works for the American people.
According to recent closed-door testimony, some officials told congressional investigators they could not recall David Weiss, who has led the probe since 2018, saying he did not have the ultimate authority to charge the president's son.
Do you solemnly swear?
The attorney general also disputed the testimony and handwritten notes from an IRS whistleblower that Weiss claimed he was not the deciding person, insisting to lawmakers that Weiss had the final say.
I'm going to say again. Determination of where to bring cases and which kinds of cases to bring was left to Mr. Weiss.
While Republican investigators insist over $20 million in payments from foreign sources to the Biden family and their associates, Democrats say the probes are politically motivated.
They have wasted countless taxpayer dollars on baseless investigations into President Biden and his family, desperate to find evidence for an absurd impeachment.
While most of the hearing centered on the special counsel investigation of Hunter Biden, Garland offered no insight into Weiss's decision to seek special counsel status more than 4 years into the case.
Mr. Weiss will have an opportunity to explain.
At today's hearing, the attorney general made clear that David Weiss has the answer to Republican questions. The House Judiciary Committee has been negotiating with the Justice Department for weeks and wants testimony from Weiss October 18th. But a government shutdown could frustrate their efforts to get the special counsel under oath and on the record. JB.
Good to see you, Catherine Herridge. The man charged with ambushing and fatally shooting a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy last weekend pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Kevin Catanillo Salazar was arrested Monday after a standoff with police. His family says he has mental health issues, including schizophrenia. Dozens of officers turned out to salute fallen deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer as his family prepares for his funeral. Tonight, a high school band director in Alabama is accusing Birmingham police of using excessive force. He was arrested after a post-game scuffle with officers in front of parents and students ended with him being tased. The incident was caught on body cam footage, and we want to warn you, some of it is disturbing. Here's CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Police video shows the moment Birmingham officers tried to stop two high school bands' post-game performance last week. Jackson Olin and the minor high school bands were performing a fifth quarter, where bands play songs after the football game ends, a tradition the school district said is not allowed for safety reasons. But band director Johnny Mims refused, and the band played on. Then a skirmish ensued.
He swung on an officer. I did not swing on an officer, man. Y'all grab him.
Later, an officer tases Mims at least three times. He was charged with disorderly conduct, harassment, and resisting arrest. Mims wants the charges dropped.
The things that happened in that game should have never happened. The students should have never seen me tase.
CBS News has been unable to reach the police department for comment. Omar Villafranca, CBS News, Dallas.
Now to a potential life-changing announcement from the Pentagon for thousands of veterans. The Department of Defense is launching a new outreach campaign for LGBTQ vets who were discharged because of their sexual orientation. CBS's Jim Axelrod reports the move follows a nine-month CBS News investigation on the struggles many vets have in trying to restore their honor.
More work remains to reach every veteran whose life was impacted by Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
After years of waiting, Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks offered up the words thousands of LGBTQ vets have been waiting to hear, an acknowledgement of injustice.
Decades of laws and policies that force service members to hide who they are left a long and cruel legacy.
And she announced the steps the Defense Department will take to help LGBTQ vets denied honorable discharges.
We are announcing that DOD will, for the first time, begin proactively reviewing the military records of veterans discharged because of their sexual orientation.
The witch hunt was always around.
This comes after a nine-month CBS News investigation that documented the impact of a less than honorable discharge, from the emotional consequences of having a other than honorable on their DD-214 discharge form.
It hurt because my country's telling me I'm not good enough to serve because of who I love, not because of anything else, just because of who I love.
To the practical ones.
I can't be a police officer like I wanted to because of my DD-214. Yeah, they messed up my life.
CBS News also uncovered flaws in the military's existing system for reviewing discharges, a process veterans said is confusing, emotionally taxing, and puts the burden of proof on the veteran. In a statement, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin vowed to make the review process more accessible and efficient, and today launched this webpage with resources dedicated to LGBTQ vets. Leon Panetta was the defense secretary who oversaw the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He told us that he had regrets about focusing too much on the future at the time and not enough on the injustices of the past. Today's announcement is a critically important step in doing just that. JB?
Jim Axelrod, thank you so much. Turning to the economy, the Federal Reserve today left its key interest rate unchanged. The Fed has raised interest rates 11 times in the past 18 months in an aggressive move to help bring down inflation. That's resulted in higher mortgage rates, which are near a 22-year high, and that's impacting home sales nationwide. CBS's Nancy Chin shows us where buyers are turning in tonight's Money Watch.
Business has still been pretty steady.
Yeah, it has. It's been a pleasant surprise.
Northern Virginia home developer David Tracy has been busy, despite one of the most challenging markets in decades.
Is the market locked up right now?
Yeah, I'd say just anecdotally, 60%, 70% of the market is sitting it out right now.
Mortgage interest rates have hovered above 7% for five straight weeks, last week stalling demand to its lowest level in 27 years. Would-be sellers want to keep their low locked-in rates, leaving prospective buyers stuck with few options.
The pickings are slim, and it looks like now it's getting, you know, less and less.
One way to increase supply, build more. With the pace of new home sales up 31.5% from a year ago.
Maybe it's a little bit more expensive on the front end, but new construction shouldn't need any new capital improvements.
Builders offering mortgage rate buy-downs are also drawing in first-time buyers.
A builder can say, I will help you pay for your mortgage for the first, name the number of years. I will give you almost like a bonus incentive to buy my house. I'll buy that mortgage interest rate down for some period of time.
75% of home builders are offering some type of rate incentive.
Are mortgage rate buy-downs a good idea?
They can be a really helpful way to get into a home, but you better rely on the fact that you can afford that original mortgage interest rate of, say, 7% when the period of the buy-down expires.
While the Fed skipped a rate hike today, it will meet again in November, and officials project another rate increase this year to help tame inflation. JB?
Nancy Chen in New York City, thank you. An update tonight on the death of a New England Patriots fan after a fight in the stands. Investigators say a preliminary autopsy on 53-year-old Dale Mooney did not suggest traumatic injury, but did identify a medical issue. Cell phone video shows Mooney in an altercation with a Miami Dolphins fan in the fourth quarter of Sunday's game and losing consciousness. No charges have been filed. Now to our series, Protecting the Planet. The U.S. has seen a record 23 extreme weather events so far this year, each costing at least $1 billion in damages. These climate change-fueled disasters are creating a crisis, with homeowners in high-risk areas seeing insurance premiums rise or coverage dropped. CBS's Ben Tracy takes a look at this growing problem.
It's just a magical place to live.
Mary Morse was drawn to this Southern California mountain town 17 years ago by the pine trees surrounding her home.
I had no idea it was going to end up being an issue.
Her insurance company came to see them as fuel for a wildfire.
I got a letter from my insurance company that said, we're not going to serve your area anymore.
They're basically dropping you.
Yep.
Wildfire is now the fastest growing natural disaster in the U.S. In the next 30 years, the average number of buildings destroyed is expected to nearly double, causing $24 billion in damages. Several major insurance companies are no longer writing new policies in California or pulling out of the market altogether.
They're looking at it and saying, listen, we've done the math.
Matthew Eby is CEO of First Street Foundation, which studies climate risks. Its new report shows 6.7 million properties in the U.S. have been pushed onto expensive state-created plans known as insurers of last resort, after private insurers dropped them, in part because of escalating climate risk.
Are we one strategically placed hurricane or one massive megafire away from some of these state-backed plans collapsing?
Absolutely. All it takes is one big event in a high-concentrated area, and you will see financial collapse of those programs.
That's a real fear in hurricane-prone Florida. Its state-created plan now insures nearly 1.4 million high-risk properties. Florida has the highest insurance rates in the nation, averaging $6,000 a year.
I hate to say it, but it is legalized extortion.
Jack Anderson and his husband Kevin live in Key West. The disaster premiums on their modest home were heading towards $8,000 a year, so they paid off their entire mortgage to avoid having to carry that insurance.
How much did you put towards paying that off?
Just over $250,000. It's like, what level of risk can you live with? I guess is really what it comes down to.
They are now saving for that inevitable rainy day. But as climate impacts grow, so do the risks. Ben Tracy, CBS News, Key West.
A gas leak ignites a huge fire in Atlanta. We'll have the details next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion
while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A tremendous fire erupted in Atlanta today after a worker accidentally hit an underground gas line. Streets caught fire, shutting down roads, and several vehicles were torched. Fortunately, there were no serious injuries. Tens of millions of allergy sufferers will have to wait for a nasal spray instead of the EpiPen to treat severe allergic reactions. The FDA declined to approve the spray called Neffy, saying more research is needed comparing repeat doses. An important recall on Kraft American Cheese singles. That's next. Now, this consumer alert, Kraft Heinz is recalling more than 83,000 cases of its Kraft Singles American cheese slices. The company says a problem with a wrapping machine may have left a thin strip of plastic on cheese slices. Recalled products include 16 and 48 ounce packages with best buy dates in January. A historic piece of art from Bob Ross is for sale. That's next.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Finally tonight, a bit of art history is for sale. The first on-air painting by American artist Bob Ross can be yours for a cool $9.85 million. Titled A Walk in the Woods, the piece was completed on the very first episode of the PBS show The Joy of Painting. The beloved show ran for 11 years in which Ross taught viewers how to paint landscapes. Sign me up. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm James Brown. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.